Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
New opening song. Hi, this is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a crummy day here in New York City, but I'm inside and going to do a show, and we're going to be talking about theater today. Well, it looks like we have a show coming up in at Queens Theater, usually called Queens Theater in the Park. Broadway Valentine, and we'll get into this, and I have my guests. We have two of the stars of the show, plus, I guess, hopefully the director. I have phone calls over here coming in, and so why don't we just open up their mics. Come on, here we go, one and two. Okay, so just to identify, the 696 number, who is that?
It's me, Stephen DeAngelis.
Oh, okay. So the 578 number?
That's me, Cody Williams.
And me, Alicia Umfress.
Okay, so you could both calling in on the same phone. Oh, it's okay. Just want to know. Okay, well, what I want to begin with, actually, to make it probably easier for everybody, is I want to start with Stephen, because he put this together, and I want to hear about, like, how he put this together and why he chose the people he did, et cetera, et cetera. So go to it, Stephen.
Okay, Merle. So, you know, I've had a recent history with Queens Theater in the Park, casting theatrical productions there, and Karen Sacramone, who runs the theater, and I were having a discussion about the fact that I also brought big concerts at venues around the country, and she said, well, propose some ideas. So I went to her and proposed this idea of doing an evening of Broadway standards and love songs with three real-life Broadway couples, and she thought it was intriguing for her audience, and I've had the pleasure of working with all the performers in the evenings separately without their spouses. So I thought it would be interesting since they each had such great variety of musical styles, and also their own individual stories of how they wound up together was a lot of fun. I thought I would marry all those things together and create this evening specifically for Queens Theater. So the shows that are happening that weekend, the Saturday night and Sunday matinee, it's something created specifically for that weekend. It's not coming from somewhere on a tour. It's not going somewhere afterwards. So it should be a series, a couple of concerts full of great lightning in a bottle moments. And people will have the pleasure of being there for opening night, and they'll have the pleasure of being there for closing night.
Okay. So now the people I have right now, one of the couples is Alicia Umfress. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, and Cody Williams. Now, then you have also Dean Massey and Taylor Frey.
Kyle Dean Massey and Taylor Frey.
And then you have Stephen Buntrock.
Aaron Dilley.
And okay. So before we get into you two guys, I'm curious. So what will everybody be like doing their own thing, or kind of doing more like duets in this show?
Either, but are you asking me or them?
I'm asking you. The way you have this
set
up.
Okay, sure. No, so there'll be a combination of duets and solos, so that everyone will get a chance to show their chemistry with their partner and their musicality with their partner, but also get to recreate some of their more recognizable songs that they're known for in their careers as well.
Okay, now will it also be like all six of you guys like doing something at any time?
Only at the very end.
Okay.
Only at the very, very end.
Okay. It's also going to be, it's interesting, what I think of being interesting is having the two guys,
mm-hmm.
and will they be singing romantic songs to each other?
They will be doing one song together.
Okay. I think it's great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll go
mm-hmm.
on Dancing with the Stars and start doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so let's now that I got, and by the way, I saw, did you cast Miracle Worker?
Yes, I did.
That girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's now
that
the lead in Frozen.
Girl.
She's young Elsa in Frozen.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, like, I looked at that, I said, this kid should be winning a Tony or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She
went from being non-union, making her professional stage debut, to months later going out of town, creating the role of young Elsa in Frozen, and now making her Broadway debut, all in less than, in like 10 months.
Oh, my God. So she, okay. By the way, you're going to have to see if you get me tickets to see her, because I have to.
I'll try.
Okay, let's get into the show, Fred. Let's get into you, you two guys, and Alicia and Cody. So we'll start with one of you. Alicia, tell me about, like, what you're, like, known for, et cetera, what, you know, rather than my reading this in front of
what
me.
What I'm known for?
Yeah, what have you done?
Well, I'm a Broadway actor, and I've done 5 Broadway musicals. I also do film and TV. I do a lot of symphony work and concerts. I would say people know me as sort of maybe a little bit on the jazzier side of musical
mm-hmm.
theater. I'm sort of known for putting sort of a jazzy sensibility on everything, you could say. I love to sing jazz. As well as musical theater, those are my two sort of lanes that I most of the time.
Okay, so by the way, where are you? You're not in New York now, are you?
I do live in Manhattan. Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I just wondering. Do you go out like to the clubs in New York too?
Do I perform at the club?
Yeah, like cabarets or whatever. You ever do any of that?
From time to time. I mostly guest. I have done my own concerts all over the city: Birdland, Joe's Pub, 54 Below, and a lot of the gay clubs. I sort of first made a name for myself before I ever did a Broadway show, because I won sort of the first American Idol style competition, singing competition in New York City. A now closed gay bar in the Village called Club XL. And from that, I got like the cover of a magazine, and I got a bunch of concerts doing my own concert. And so I kind of was taking the Bette Midler Bathhouse Betty trajectory until I booked my first Broadway show. And then I've sort of just been doing that.
Oh, okay. That's really great. Yeah, because I know a lot of places, like I get emails from, you know, where people are playing, like Don't Tell Mamas is there's not
yeah,
a lot of
I've,
cabaret
I've,
places.
I've done, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Especially get from Birdland all the time. of who's at Birdland.
I love Birdland.
Yeah, that's a good spot. I like that spot. One of them closed, the Metropolitan Room.
Oh, did it close? I didn't even know that.
I think they're
planning
on
reopening it at a different location, though, Merle.
Yeah, that's what I heard, which is good because, as I said, there's not that many spots to go to in Manhattan just to, you know, listen to, like, some star that wants to come up there and do their thing, you know, kind of thing. But anyway, to go back. Okay, so now, and Cody, what about you? Go ahead. Brag.
Well, I'm most recently known for being an Oompa Loompa in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I've done a bunch of other Broadway shows as well. Also known for my razor sharp wit, voice charm, I say.
Are you in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory now?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory unfortunately closed. They're not making chocolate anymore. Last week.
Oh,
but
that's
okay
too bad. I was going to say, get me tickets so I can review it.
Listen, I would have. Bad time with us now. Bad time.
Okay, so now also, have you two ever performed in the same show?
We actually met doing a Broadway show together. We did a show called On the Town.
A show called On the Town. Like, okay. Yeah, no, I know On the Town.
Just checking, Merle.
Just making sure. We didn't want to presume. Yeah, we met doing that show and we fell in love, and we just got married 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. By the way, just to let you know, I have my background in show business, being a comedian, singer, and actress, and I'm also like 68 years old. So
you definitely know.
I know plays. Okay. So meeting on the show is like it's like the soap opera, huh? So you met on the show and said, when you were in the show together, was there any love scenes with the two of you?
Well, see, here's the thing is, I understudied the guy who played opposite Alicia in the show. So when you understudy a lead on Broadway, they typically will put you in those scenes just so you can see what the other guy's doing when you have to go on. So I'd constantly see her making out with this other guy, and I'd give him dirty looks from the side and make her laugh. But, yeah, like, it was great because I got to go on for him a whole bunch, and we got to do these love scenes together.
Woo! Now, did each of you, in terms of the show that's coming up here, are each of you guys, like, is each of the couples going to decide on what they're going to do? Or, in other words, Stephen, you just cast it, but basically the entertainers are going to decide what they're going to do?
Well, no, actually, because I want to make sure that the songs aren't all too similar or they're not too many ballads, you know, in a mixture of ballads and up to it wasn't recognizable, you know, I've asked the artists to give me a list of maybe 8 to 10 songs that they think, you know, is in their wheelhouse that they might enjoy doing for the evening. And I'm right now in the process, but in the next day or so, I'll have the final running order. Though I do know that Cody and Alicia are going to do a couple of duets and a few solos as well.
Okay.
Because they have some real special material that they've developed among themselves. And I thought it's so terrific. You know, don't fix it if you can do something and take advantage of something that pre-exists. So I'm looking forward to them sharing all their hard work and their chemistry with the audience from the work that they've already created in previous concerts that they've done together at other venues.
Well, as a little sneak peek, Alicia and Cody, can you tell us any of the numbers you're going to do?
Well, my good friend Jeff Blumenkrantz, who's a wildly talented performer and composer and lyricist and musical director, he really does it all. He's amazing. We did an album together, doing all of songs that he's either written or arranged, and he has come up with some crackerjack arrangements. One of which is "You Are Never Away" from a show called Allegro. Allegro? Or
Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote.
Oh yeah, that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote, along with 10 Minutes Ago from Cinderella, and it's just the most beautiful, jazzy, epic, sweeping arrangement. It's just, it really is a crowd pleaser. It knocks people's socks off. So we're doing that, I think, and this really great version of "I Don't Need Anything But You" from Annie. That's very jazzy and bubbly and fun. Yeah, and then a couple solos each. It's gonna be great.
Okay. Am I also getting that are each of the couples gonna be bringing their own accompanist to this?
No, there's a gentleman named Eugene Gwotz who is sort of known in the industry as the one-man human virtual orchestra. I mean, he's a tremendous musician in his own right and accompanist, and he'll be accompanying all the performers at the piano.
Oh, okay. So, and hopefully it's not one of those that you just take a sheet of music and say, hand it to him and say, can you play this in G, please?
He can do anything. He's the guy who says, "Give me the tougher stuff." I mean, he loves that. So this is gonna be right in his wheelhouse as well.
Oh, okay. So have you guys rehearsed yet at the theater?
No.
I think we typically, because everybody comes knowing all of their material independently, we usually show up and have rehearsal that day and a sound check and a staging rehearsal, and then we have a dinner break, and then we do the darn thing.
It's a great group of performers too, so it's really going to be a fun show.
Oh, it sounds like it. Sounds like it's going to be a good show.
Are you going to get to join us tomorrow? Are you coming?
I'm not sure. By the way, as a comedian, I have to stop my brain from answering certain things, especially because when somebody, you know, like says something and there's a line that I come back with. But anyhow,
you're taking us for a whirl, Merle.
Well, that's the tough part about having done so much comedy is, you know, I keep turning everything into comedy, or you know. Or another line. I'm not sure. This is on February 17th and 18th, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Evening of the 17th, matinee of the 18th.
Yeah. Well, what I have to look at is February 16th is the Lunar New Year, and I have to find out what my Chinese friends are going to be doing that they want me to attend, you know, like they come to their house and be. I'm not sure yet, but however,
you should all come together.
Well, I may talk a couple of the people to coming to the show, because
I want
to see what happens with that also, because I like going to Queen's Theater anyway. It's a nice theater.
Yeah.
So I'm certainly going to do my best to make it. Actually, one of my friends, a co-writer, he writes for another publication in Queens, Mark Lord. Did he speak with you, Stephen?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, Mark, is going to be there ushering. I know that because he said, "This is because he chooses which ones he wants to go to, you know." Mm-hmm. And I could see that this was high on his list, so I might go there, and he'll come over and just say "ush, ush" to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an usher, so
he'll say "ush." I
heard. Okay. Yeah. All right. But I certainly do my best. So, how long, and by the way, how long is the show?
I'm
the
guessing
time,
it's
running
probably
time.
There's going to be two 45-minute acts, about that 40, 45 minutes, And then one thing that is sort of unique in the concerts that I do is I like to give the audience a chance to interact a little bit. So there'll be a short, like, question and answer session with the audience. So if the audience has any questions of any of the performers, I'll go out into the audience Phil Donahue style and allow the audience to, in addition to the anecdotes they'll hear from the performers, it'll give them a chance to ask some questions if they have the inclination.
Will that be also, will there also be an interpition?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm guessing the whole thing altogether with intermission and everything, maybe just a hair under 2 hours, I'm guessing, altogether.
At this venue, it's interpition.
Uh-huh.
Pish is the Yiddish word for pee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, gotcha.
The jokes keep coming.
And you'll understand when you see your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see how many people will stay in their chairs when you come out to the audience.
Uh-huh.
Thinking,
they'll be there.
Well,
they'll
they're
be,
not
they'll
performing.
There.
I'm sure
they'll be captivated. Yeah. It's going to be a fun, exciting night.
It has nothing to do with being captivated.
Okay.
You'll understand. It's okay. But anyway, so as you said, so you're not going to take this anywhere afterwards.
That's the fun part of what I get to do. You know, as a casting director, I have a lot of wonderful relationships with a lot of wonderful talent. And so I'm able to create something that really feels special and the audience feels and knows that what they're seeing is special. And the actors know why, you know, where they are and why they're there. And I think, you know, I think there's too much of just, you know, delivering the same show over and over again. Because this is so fresh and so organic, there's an extra little zest to it, you know? There's a little boost to it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get in touch with you after, Stephen, because I want to talk to you about some of the other things you do because, you know, we could always get guests on my radio show or I can go and out there and attend somebody's show and review their show. You guys, too.
Sure.
I mean, like, you know, something, Alicia or Cody, you know, something comes up that you want, need a review on, just it's not a problem. I actually work for two Queens newspapers, one of which focuses on just whatever is in Queens, and the other one is whatever I give them, that's what they get, no matter where I go or what I do. So it doesn't have to, you know, in terms of where you guys are performing, it doesn't have to be in Queens at all, you know, for that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to share? Here's your chance.
I think we're good. We're going to see a play tonight. We can't wait for that.
Oh, you are? What are you going to see?
Terrence McNally and John Doyle's new play called Fire and Air at the Classic Stage Company.
Okay. No, I didn't hear about that one. I keep...
I produced a TV show called On Stage on New York One, so I get to go see everything.
Oh, yes, I know that. Every once in a while, if I'm in someone else's house, I could see New York One. I don't get that one. I miss it, too. But that's good.
We'd love to have you back.
Yeah. So, again, you know, just let me know if you ever want to have somebody on the radio show and, you know, PR or whatever. That's not an issue.
Terrific.
Well, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. So I'll do my
best to
be there.
All right. Thank you, Cody and Alicia. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, Stephen. See you at the concert.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Right, have a great night, guys.
You too.
Right.
Okay. Well, Stephen?
Hey, Merle. I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Because I have your number in front of me, I'm going to call you back in a few, because I'm going to just like end the show early, because I want to chat with you.
Terrific, absolutely. Okay. And
is,
I do want to
say
that.
Is that okay,
that
or are you going to this play?
I'm here. I just want to say that in addition to the concerts in February, I'm also doing a pair of concerts at Queen's Theater in March. Which
oh,
would be,
what are you doing?
It's more of a family concert and an ideal way to introduce children to Broadway. So we'll have a lot of songs from animated films that have been turned into Broadway musicals and, you know, famous family musicals from Rodgers and Hammerstein and some Stephen Sondheim and a whole mix. So it'll be a great way for families to share their love of theater, and it'll be even more of an all ages event. The parents can bring grandchildren. It'll be a nice thing. We have five Broadway performers, including one child actress from Broadway who just left the Broadway cast of Anastasia. So we've got somebody from Lion King, somebody from Wicked, somebody from Phantom. So it's going to be a whole mix of, you know, exploring a whole different audience, which, as I said, you know, I like to do. I like to create new pieces from scratch specifically for an event. And I thought it would be interesting. You know, I saw a lot of families coming to Miracle Worker, and I thought maybe we could expand on that and introduce musicals to a broader base and give people something close to home that they can share with each other.
Oh, that's great. So have you casted this already?
Absolutely. I've got it's cast and ready to go. I just sent the bios and headshots of the performers to the theater today.
Are you waiting for them to do a press release, or do you have the info?
I am. I'm waiting for them to put the press release on.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything and get in the way of the their efforts to promote the Valentine's Day thing, which is, you know.
The reason I'm asking is I want to secure being able to do the article preview piece.
Okay. Well, you know, you can certainly talk to them over there and say, hey, Stephen mentioned this other concert. Can I put dibs on it?
Oh no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the editor of the Times Ledger.
I get. Well, you know, I sort of have to honor the protocol. So I'm sure it'll be coming out, you know, within the next couple of weeks, and then just we'll follow up.
Okay. What I'll just do is just tell the editor. Well, we had a mix up regarding this.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
I thought I was going to be covering this event as a preview piece, and that's not how somebody else wound up getting it. And so what it is I didn't want to cancel the radio show.
Sure.
You know, because I'm not going to be writing anything.
Someone else is doing the preview piece, and you're doing the radio show.
Right. But I'm doing the radio show so I can give you guys, because I made that agreement already. Before finding out.
I appreciate that very much.
So I wanted to keep my agreement. It's not you got. It's not your fault.
No, I appreciate that.
And you deserve.
I appreciate that.
You know, the publicity, you know. But that's so if at some point, if you want to go into and talk about that show more, let me know. And we could get a couple of people that are in that cast.
Sure, absolutely. And let's get through the Valentine's Day event, and then once we start promoting the other one, then we'll jump right on that.
Okay, that's great.
And feel free if you have my number, feel free to call me, and I'll answer whatever all the questions you have.
I will do that. All right.
Okay,
Merle.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, so I'm going to end this show, so what I think I'll do, I'll be opening with my fight song and closing with, let's see what happens, because now I'm calling it music. I called it music intro. Okay, well, all right, so I'm going to end it. Let's see what happens when I do that. Okay, everybody have a great day. Evening, or whenever you listen to it. That's the old one. Chickens, rubber chickens are asleep. Cats are cuddled with each other. They don't care. until next fall. And I'm going to see Downton Abbey, the exhibit.